What a glorious evening this is for a little night music. Charming. Well, I hope that gentleman enjoys his slumber. I suppose it's to be expected. What sits before this audience is not a musician filled with verve, enraptured by sound, but an uninspired man, dallying his way through life one little chamber performance at a time. The overwhelming feeling consuming me as of late is that of being adrift, floating hither and yon amongst notes I've played countless times in countless halls. Newness has not sought me out, nor I it. The routine of just scraping by, playing for my supper, repeats ceaselessly. And that's the trouble. If I can't inspire myself, how on earth can I expect to rouse this lot? The dreary fact is, I am a great proficient amongst many great proficients. Any man or woman can dedicate themselves to practice and performance if they so choose. And that is the beauty of music. It is a delight that most can behold. And yet here I am, utterly undelighted, playing this beautiful instrument as if it's a bloody washboard. To most, music is merely a trifle. Another pleasant diversion amongst a great panoply of pleasant diversions. But to me, music is a life force, the very essence of expression. Or it used to be. I thought a life in music would be all alchemy, inspiration, transcendence. But how does one evoke the sensual delight of a cresting crescendo or a heartbreaking denouement if one does not feel it in one's very own soul? Oh well, if I'm lucky, this horde won't notice the difference. Ah, perhaps that gentleman could. Another deserter. I don't blame him, to be honest. This is hardly my best performance. This is no extraordinary night of music. Okay. And the big finish. And hold for applause. Another evening of delighting the masses.